All right. Good morning to all of my STP friends. Very, very excited to be here with you today. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. Roy Matlock gave me the keys to the kingdom today. And so I hope you guys are fired up, and I hope I can fill some very big shoes. But I am very fortunate because Breanne Beattie is going to be on this call today. Bree, I think, set up like 18 appointments last week for Roy, and absolutely incredible. And so now, Kristen, I just jumped right in here. Is there anything you want to say? Okay, do I have freedom?
You have freedom. I have the second half, so you go right ahead.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. You know, Kristen, you give such great intros on those Saturday calls, and all professional and that kind of stuff. And then someone like me shows up. So anyway, I do want to do a little talk on marketing begins with words. You know, I think, you know, Roy's just a beast. He's a genius. By the way, Ray Binkley will be doing a call, training call on technology later. And so you want to make sure you sign up for that. What's up, Ray? He's still figuring out how to use the mute button on Zoom. I'm just fired up to be a part of this group. You know, change always begins with the early adopters of change. And a lot of times people that adopt early look a little weird. They look a little odd. You know, I heard it one time said that, you know, I think Martin Luther King Jr. quoted it often, that truth often is first ridiculed. It, you know, it's like crazy. And then sometimes could be even strongly opposed, but at some point it becomes self-evident. And, you know, we are now in a world where if you use marketing and technology in the right way, you can attract people to you. I am convinced that the number one need the consumer has today is money. They need help with their money. The best company on the planet in the position to help them is us. And it's the most talented sales force on the planet. So if people are not pounding on our doors and chasing us, we need to change more so that they are attracted. We need to work on our marketing. We need to work on our systems. And I think this is what Roy has had the courage and the guts to do, you know, starting whatever it was a year and a half ago when he started this. And I know many of you, you're the early adopters of change. By the way, just one more quick comment here before I get into this. I want you to think about this. Apple was about the same size we are now back in around 2006. They had been in business actually about the same amount of time even that we had. I think they started back in maybe the 70s, early 80s, something like that. But they were about the same size. And what was interesting was that Steve Jobs came back from Pixar with a completely different mentality. Steve Jobs, up until that point, had been building amazing technology under Apple, no question about it, but they were just a good company, very good company, but they weren't big. And they would pull out an ad in USA Today and they would list 100 reasons why their computer is amazing. And it was true, it was fantastic. But his experience at Pixar changed the way he thought about marketing. And the next thing you know, they had billboards everywhere that said, think different. Just two words, Charlie Chaplin and Albert Einstein. And, you know, and what they started to tap into was using words that resonate with people. In other words, people that are like, yeah, that's me. I think different. I want to show the world my talent. But they started to tap into it. And certainly they came out with the iPhone in 2007. I'm very aware of that. No question that had a big play in this. But they went from a $5 billion company to a $1 trillion company in 12 years. That's a remarkable remarkable story. And there was significant change in the way they presented themselves. They still had amazing products, but how they communicated it began to change. And I just think that marketing actually begins with words. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And so I got a couple slides. Let me just walk you through. I think the number one reason that I'm a part of STP and I hang around Roy is because you can't put new wine into an old wineskin. If you try to put in new wine to an old wineskin, it bursts. And so what you need is new wineskin. And so that, what does that relate to? That relates to how we think. And so you can show me some technology like STP. You can show me some technology like these animated videos that are just exploding. You can show me these things, but if I don't have the right mentality, then it doesn't work. It doesn't help me. I can't just sign up for a subscription to STP or get some animated videos and expect I'm going to grow in business. I've got to have the right kind of thinking. And I think when you're around Roy on a weekly basis, listening to him talk, he has poured 30 years of marketing mentality and business system type thinking into his brain. He is one of the most avid readers I've ever met. And this is, by the way, is how I learn. I get around people, I just hear, I take notes, and it affects me. I really believe this, guys. We are part of something that is bigger than we even realize. It was somebody that actually knows our company. They're an outside vendor, or we're in that relationship. And he said to me this last year, he said, "Dean, there's only one company on the planet that's in a position that could ever help 100 million families in the next 10 years. And you know it's yours." But in order for that to happen, I think we've got to get the right mentality. Which is where I think Roy helps tremendously. It's about marketing. It's about attracting people to us. That's our culture today. Doing things that provide great value, they build trust, and it gets people to a point where they're confident that they want to sign up to have an appointment with us or do business with us. I got to come off and just talk about this just for a second. We'll talk about it another time, but I want to plant this seed with you today. I'm really convinced in about a year, what are called profile videos are going to become the new norm. A profile video is just a video basically that's of yourself, maybe your spouse, if you're married, that just tells your story probably better than you can tell it in a very short period of time when it's filmed properly and so forth. It's powerful. And if you get the right words in it, that's why I'm talking about words today. It's incredible. 85% of people, before they buy something or they join a company, they want to go to a website. They want to check something out. And the power of video is incredible. If I can go on and I can see, maybe there's something you did in your attraction process, okay? You got my attention, whatever it was. Maybe it was an animated video. Maybe it was just a conversation that you and I had. Maybe it was an email campaign that you used from STP, but somehow it got my attention and I maybe go to a website that you have, or maybe just in some regard, you just have a link on Vimeo and you have that goes to a profile video and you just share it. And I get to see you for 3 minutes and I get to understand, I get to capture who you are. We had I told people in our hierarchy, I said, "Look, guys, it's not inexpensive, okay? I mean, you're going to spend a few thousand dollars for one of these." And this was back in March. And at the time, I said, "I don't even know where you go. I don't even know how it all works. I'm just telling you, it's going to be the future." And I said, "And I just don't have time to spend on it right now, but I'm just telling you, it's coming." Well, we had one guy in our base shop named Ryan, 21 years old, who actually took me up on it and went and did it. Spent a few thousand bucks, but he went and got it done. It's crazy. It takes a while to get these done. It's like a little mini film. And so he had to come out, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago, and he had to figure out kind of how to use it, how to position it. Think about it. He's 21. Now he's 22. And you have to think, from that perspective, when you're talking to people who are older than you, that can be quite intimidating. And a lot of times when people are older, they can look at you and think, whatever. And so I'm telling you, this thing took, it just boosts credibility like crazy. So now he doesn't meet with anybody without sharing that video first. You know, he just says, hey, I want you to just to know a little bit about my story. Could you just check this out? And so I'm not exaggerating this, okay, guys? He's been doing in the last 4 months, he's been averaging about 300,000 or more in personal production. Last month, he did 900 grand in personal production. This month, he'll do 1 million. He's a division, okay? He's consistently making 4 to 8,000 a month. He actually thinks he can stay at 8 now, okay? So what I've been coaching him on now is how he can recruit to it, how he can recruit to that success. And so now he's using these animated videos that we've created to help him recruit, but he still shares his video in there. And when people see it, it's like, you know, it's incredible. But the words are key. The words are very, very key. And yes, maybe at some point I can share a sample of the video with you. Okay. So a lot to cover, but and maybe I'm just probably, you know, creating your attention. I just think it's a big, deal. It's going to become the new norm. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk about it even more today or another time. And I've also figured out, I think, a great place to have it done. But okay, so let me go back now to my slides here. I hope you're fired up just to be a part of this group, because it does, it changes the way you think. If you don't change the way you think, none of these tools will ever help you. And but then just as important are the words. So I'm going to kind of skip through this. That's kind of some big picture thinking, right? You know, we want to make a dent in the universe. It's never been done in the financial industry. It's an old industry. It needs to be completely revised, in my opinion. I think we have a chance to be the group of people that do it. And so I'm going to skip through that. I like this. Okay. You know, I talked about it a second ago. We could help 100 million families. A lot of times when I'm talking to people about our business now, this is actually starting this year, I've started saying, we have a mission to help 100 million families totally get on track financially. And then I like these words, so they can live life with less worry about money and can be excited about the future and more confident about today. And so, cause you know, you think about it, guys, when we make an impact on someone's financial life, there's a ripple effect like no other. It affects their marriage, their kids, their church, their community. It's unbelievable. And so, we've started talking more when we're in the recruiting process with people about a business where if you're willing to work hard and you're coachable, that we're building a system. And I'm not trying to say that I have the entire system in place. I think we're on the right path now, but I think we're building a system where it's going to become more common, where people can earn $20,000 a month within a 2-year period of time. And for that income to become a passive income or recurring income without having to, you know, put in much effort within a 5-year period of time. That's, I think, you know, when you're on these calls, I think that's the kind of mentality, but I think that's the kind of path that we're on. We're building a path that gets us there. Ultimately, where does it come from? Agents under management, assets under management. The systems that we're working on and putting in place, you know, that get better and better. Roy's got such a talented team around him. Steve and all of you guys are just amazing what you're doing, how quickly you're able to do stuff. It's really incredible. But ultimately, what do we want? Agents under management, assets under management. And I would even tell you, as you go into 2021, to really, really think a lot about agents under management, okay? It's very easy for us to keep thinking about assets under management. I love how Roy's now starting to think through this system of a no field training system. And I don't know that you won't ever do an appointment with the person. I'm sure you're always, as a leader, willing to jump in and help that person do an appointment, let them watch you. But I think he's correct in that if our marketing is strong enough, the new person can be in a position where they can do that appointment confidently and have incredible results. Roy has used the words pre-sold. You know, if we do things in the right way, people can almost be pre-sold before they meet with us. I'll give you a quick analogy. I think this is where we're going, by the way, with the videos. It's gonna probably be late January, maybe even early February, to get this next video out. It's a major production. I'm on a call again with it this week, but it's gonna be a video that really teaches people the winning fundamentals of money It's incredible. It's going to be built around the financial house, and it's going to have a call to action with the FNA. I mean, it's going to be on steroids. Okay. By the way, shout out to David Lipset, because we're opening the video with the words that he created. Okay. If you don't know this, he came up with these questions. How often do you think about money? That's his first question. If you ask David Lipset, what do? He'd say, well, let me ask you a question. How often do you think about money? And everybody says, well, all the time. And well, when you think about money, what do you think about? And then people start talking, and he usually adds, and what else? And what else? And then ultimately he says, that's what we do. You know, whatever it is that they kind of said, that's what we do. I mean, that is really good. And so this video, so anyway, I want you to think about this, guys. We have a recruit ready market and a client first market. We have two markets of people, okay? Generally, all right? Sub markets, okay. But generally, I have a brand marketing coach who really spent a lot of time with me about back in 2019 that helped me think this through. She said, Dean, you need to be able to learn how to pivot when you talk to people. Some people are going to indicate very quickly, like I was many years ago, they're looking for a way to make more money right now, part-time, full-time, whatever it is. It's on their mind. It's what they're interested in. And you need to talk to them about your business opportunity first. We've got incredible animated videos that now communicate the business it's crazy. But she said, then you have this massive market of people, probably bigger even than the first, that is a client first market. And what they're most interested is, how do I manage my money better? How do I save more? How do I spend less? Get out of debt? What investments do I choose? She said, what needs to happen for them is they need to fall in love with your company first. They need to have an amazing experience. And so then after they do, then you introduce the business to them. They fall in love with your company. Like, hey, can I share this business with you? And so we're going to be in a position soon with these videos where we can pivot. And so if it's a client first market, I can share that video with them. In fact, Ryan, that division leader in our base shop, he's already imagining it because he's getting these referrals. See, his referral, he's using the profile video, by the way. His referrals are just going like this, because what happens is with that profile video, a lot of people are hesitant to give those referrals. We're pretty good at teaching what's called an expectation conversation, where before I meet with you, I just tell you, this is how I work. And I basically tell you all the great things I'm going to do for you. And in exchange, there's two things that you do, I'm asking you to do with me. One is that you're willing to allow me to help you implement that plan. And the companies that we represent, they pay us, so you don't have to. And number two, that you'll take some time to introduce me to others, because that takes care of our marketing. Instead of me spending all my time on marketing, I can spend my time with you and with clients. And so you've heard Roy use language like that. So Ryan will use that. And so, of course, he uses his profile video. So, but he said, Dean, he said, I can imagine this. I can imagine that kind of conversation on a phone, setting my appointment with them, okay, on Zoom or in person, whatever, and just saying, would you have maybe 15 to 18 minutes that you could carve out to watch a video if I shared it with you before we get together? Sure, absolutely. He said, great, I'd love to have you check it out. Well, that's what he's imagining. We don't have that video done. This is the one that we're working on right now, probably late January, early February. So what he's imagining is, before even having the appointment, that the person has watched this 18-minute animated teach all the fundamentals, okay? So now, and of course, with a call to action of the FNA. So I don't know exactly how people will use this video. I'm just dreaming here for a moment. But what he's thinking is, by the time he's at the appointment, he has massive credibility. The person already understands fundamentals about money. They want an FNA. They're pre-sold, okay? And if they're pre-sold, all right. It makes it easy for a rep to, you know, say, let me ask you some questions. Okay. And just follow a process. Our business is moving to where this is going to become less about personality. Not that you shouldn't work on your people skills, but less about, you know, some people just a little more gifted with that. They're whatever, more self-confident, you know, I'm talking about early in the business. Okay. Hopefully all of us over time, as we make more money, we get more confident, but early in the business, I'm lacking confidence. Maybe I could use a little help here with some more of my people skills, but I can't get that overnight. My point is the process is going to sell. And I think that's where we're headed. So I'm just imagining this idea of pivoting, people being pre-sold. And so, all right, back to this, because words are everything. Marketing always begins with words. So a couple quick slides I got here today from Donald Miller, who wrote the book, Building a Story Brand. It's incredible. And then we'll get Bree on here. So it's all, he said this, it's all how you talk about your business. He said, nothing captures the mind more quickly and easily than a story. The key is how you tell the story. And so we need to get better with our how we talk, but also how we text, what we put on a landing page, what's on our website, what's in a video, like if you made a profile video. This is what he said. The key to a story is you must state the problem in their language, not yours. When you say it, people need to go, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I feel. So I'm going to state the problem because it creates tension and emotion, but I got to say it in a way that the person, it resonates with them. And so what happens is people like you because you understand them. There's an empathy. I know how you feel. The client or the rep that you're recruiting in your story has to be the hero. We're not the hero. We tend to do that, by the way. You know, oh, let me tell you about our company and all our products. We're the hero. And if you make yourself the hero, our company the hero, we're just missing it. It's about the client becoming the hero. It's about the new person becoming the hero. We're just the guide. And we have some tools that we can offer, like a weapon, so the person can win the battle, and which is the F&A, the business of making more money with us, or both. We can recruit people to become a financial guide for others and an opportunity to build a company within a company that can set them free financially. I wrote that just because it's kind of a little bit new language. You know, I kind of liked it. I caught it from someone else. Like, you know, there's probably different ways to say this stuff. Some people will say financial coach, but, you know, becoming a financial guide for others. And we give you a chance to build a company within a company that can really set people free financially. So a couple quick last slides here. You may have seen me put this up before, but in the past, it was so much about the words that we spoke. It was on a phone call. When you meet somebody, you're making a presentation. And so we worked really, really hard on all the words that we spoke. I just want to remind you today, it's so much more about the words that are going in print. You're texting, you're emailing, and which is what Sales Team Pro does such a great job of. When they create landing pages, they do an amazing job of their words. They do an amazing job in the emails. But there's stuff that you're doing too, that's on your own. And you need to think about every word you're putting in place. So what would I do? I would read this book. I would read the book, Story Brand by Donald Miller, and I wouldn't even just read it. I'd go through it a couple times. I would, you know, highlight, take notes. So questions are still the key. It's not to take away from the years of Tom Hopkins. You know, Roy's the master at grading, you know, asking great questions. We want to ask great questions. But statements are now becoming super important, the way when we say things. So we want to, when we talk to people, we want to use our questions. We want to ask them things and engage them so they like us and trust us. But what Donald Miller is trying to say is if you can make statements that resonate with people that are really strong, that language can cause them to chase you. He said, and that's what you want. He said, you can do this in a way that people will chase you. Yeah, for those of you that have got this animated video, it's about 20 minutes. It's going to be cut back, by the way, a couple minutes here shortly. But Bobby Go Cool, you know, up in Canada, I'll give you an example in a second. Bobby Go Cool, you know, he actually has people listening to the video over and over and over to learn better language. The language that we created in the animated video is really current. It's on the money. Many of the words and the statements are actually coming as a result of me reading that book a bunch of times. And then I actually did focus groups at my house. I tested words. I went kind of crazy on it. And so I would, another great thing to be doing would be listen to that animated video multiple times, study it, encourage your people to do the same because it's great language. And so anyway, a couple of last example here, stating the problem first in words they understand. So what would be an example? Navigating your financial journey can be confusing. If you had, if you were saying something or stating something, you will get a lot of people very quickly going, that's me. That's exactly how I feel. And you just like that, you kind of drew them in. When it comes to money, most people, I don't know how it is for you, Tommy, but when it comes to money, most people know what they want, but they just don't know how to get there. And you'll get people quickly shaking their head. Oh my gosh, that's exactly right. Well, our company created a cutting edge digital tool. It works like a GPS, but it's for your money. It shows you how to get from where you are to where you want to go, gives simple to follow directions and reroutes as needed so you can worry less about money and enjoy your life more. Now that would be something you would actually say to somebody. You might not actually put all that in print, but I cannot tell you the results I get when I say that to people. I draw them in and then it's like, you know what? Our company has created this cutting edge because I wanted to say something that would resonate with people, but also young people. You know, we've created this cutting edge digital tool that works like a GPS, but it's for your money. It shows you how to get from where you are to where you want to go with simple to follow directions, and it reroutes as needed. So you can worry less about money and enjoy your life more. And it's like, you get what? You know, and I'll have people go, is your company growing? Are you have an opportunity? I have other people like, I got these IRAs. It's incredible. And so anyway, guys, just remember marketing begins with words. Study the words that you hear all over STP, landing pages, email, Roy, that kind of stuff. Read the book, Story Brand. Think about what you're doing as you go into 2021. Remember this, for those of you that do have a build up a landing page or a website, if you ever need any help with that, just, you know, tell me, I can refer you. To a small company is now doing them for a lot of people in Primerica. But if you do something yourself, think about it, is that's like the front door of your business. That's the first thing people see. The words you get on there are critical. You want to have good photos. You want it to look attractive, but the words that you're putting in there are amazing. Think more about the text messages that you use, all that kind of stuff. But that book right there, Story Brand, will help you with all of those things. So I went just a little bit longer there, Bree, but I'm excited to have you on. You are the bomb. What you do for Roy is absolutely incredible. So let me turn it over to you and talk about how you helped get 18 appointments last week.
No problem, Dean. Thanks so much. Super inspiring stuff. And so Sales Team Pro is my GPS, and it's been such a great GPS for just keeping Roy's calendar booked and just doing that follow-up. And I, like Dean said, if there's anything that on this call, anyone on this call that sees anything that they'd like to add in the campaigns or landing page ideas, we're always open to hearing more ideas. We love the ideas and love working with the Sales Team Pro users just to make it more user-friendly and just a stronger tool for growing your business. So I would love to share how I keep Roy busy. I'm gonna share my screen. So let me just press this button and let me know when you can see it. There. Are we good? See Sales Team Pro?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we're looking at, this is Roy's dashboard, Sales Team Pro dashboard. And so every day when I get to working for Roy, I log on to Sales Team Pro, and We use a few different platforms that really complement Sales Team Pro in managing Roy's business. And that's Answer Connect for phone calls. We use Acuity for his scheduling. And I know we are now partnering with a different scheduler company. And we can tell you more about that. But we have been partnering with Acuity. And so that's what I'm still using for Roy. And then Teamwork, Roy mentioned last week, and I'll talk to you more about that. But I do use Google Voice, and I was on the call last week to field all the calls that come in from Answer Connect. So when I start the day off, I've got a couple calls that have come in since I've been logged on here with you guys. When I log on for work, I check Answer Connect. I can check on my phone through Google Voice, who's called as well. Answer Connect is a really awesome platform that you can log on and you can see all your calls on Answer Connect. They also email you every time you get a call. So you'll get a message in your inbox, and it will have the breakdown of the call, who called, their name, first and last name, their email address, phone number, and notes of the call. So that's really great too, as I can get a ping on my email every time a call comes in. So there's just all these different bells and whistles that go off, and I can be anywhere and just running this side of the business for Roy. So I've got the calls coming in from Answer Connect. I return calls and emails, and then I will typically log on to Sales Team Pro. And there are different ways that I generate appointments for Roy. And one is through the returning of the calls, and then the other is the outreach. So the direct outreach or cold outreach would be through the birthdays and the follow-ups on the dashboard of Sales Team Pro. So every day you can go on the homepage and of Sales Team Pro, and you can see the birthdays for the day, for the month, for next month, and for the previous month. And the birthday feature is a great function to also get your clients' information updated at the same time. So we do have a campaign that goes out to any contact that has their birthday entered in, that you've entered into Sales Team Pro and you've made sure that their birthday is entered in the right field, then we can make sure that your birthday campaigns are going out. If you have questions about that, you can always reach out to us. I can walk you through that briefly on this call as well. But as long as that birthday campaign is turned on, they're going to get an email, but they do have to have an email address in order to get the email. So if, as you can see, only one person today on Roy's birthday calls or birthday list has the email in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a call to all of these people, wish them a happy birthday, let them know that Roy's thinking about them. And now's a good time to mention that the year is closing out. And is there anything that that Roy can help you with? Do you have any questions about going into 2021 regarding your retirement, investments, finances, or life insurance? And just to remind them that Roy's here for them if they need anything. And so I get to talking to them on the call. Most people really appreciate that birthday call. And then I will also ask before the call's over if I can update their information and add that email address, just so we have another way of contacting them. And most people are more than happy to add that. So if you've missed any days, the birthdays, like say you don't work on the weekends, you can use the this month function, and it's going to show you, or button, it's going to show you everybody's birthday, and you can go back through. And so that way you're not feeling overwhelmed if you've just, say, imported all of your contacts and you know most of them don't have emails yet. You can just take it one day at a time, take it each day doing those birthday calls or following up on maybe the weekends, on a Monday, maybe call the Saturday and Sundays that you missed. Now, sometimes I'll make these call or I'll make a call and it's a bad number, or there's an email and there's no phone number. And so I'll send out an email, and as long as I've got that email, and I'll let them know, you know, we're wishing them a happy birthday. Same thing that I would say on the phone call, everything. And then I will ask them to update their phone number. So it's just a great way to take that day by day, just a little bit at a time, every day, making sure you're updating your contacts and giving them that special birthday outreach message. Now the follow-up function, this one I really love. So I use this every single day. I'll go in and see what follow-ups are scheduled, and then I'll make a call or outreach based on the notes for the follow-up. So when you click on any contact on that's displayed, it opens up the contact card, and you can see like that first page right there in under activity. It'll show you any campaign that's been sent out to this contact, the date and the time, what the campaign title is, and then if they've opened it or not. So, and then you can view the campaign right here. You can open that up and see what the campaign said if you just want a reminder of what has been sent out. That's that way, if say she's opened certain ones but not other ones, you can view the campaigns she's opened and see what she's more interested in. Now the info function, now she doesn't have a phone number, so this is a good example. I would email her and ask her also for her contact and for her phone number, updated phone number. But you can see that that this contact, she's been part of my outreach for the Join Our Team webinars. She's been on login onto the webinar for the Join Our Team, so she's a prospective recruit, and I've got that marked down here in the prospect type. So I've been reaching out to Ashley to see if she's interested in joining the team. And I just make sure that I schedule a follow-up for her. Typically every couple of months. So see, I reach out to her in June, and now I'm contacting her again. Now you can schedule recurring 6-month follow-ups here, or you can do a customized follow-up date. So say, maybe Ashley emails me back and says, yeah, I'm really interested in joining the team, but you know, December is a crazy month. So could you contact me first of the year? I'd love to chat with Roy then, and reach out to me, and maybe we can book an appointment after the first of the year. So I would use this follow-up function to schedule that out. In January, you can make a custom date appointment, and then you can make a note here, follow up for Join Our Team prospect and interested in meeting in January. And then you hit create. You can select this box right here, and it'll send a text reminder that this person's going to get that, or that this follow-up's been scheduled. So you'll get that reminder the day before. And then here you go. You see right up here, pending follow-ups, January 4, 2021. So, or, you know, maybe she would say, call me tomorrow. I am interested, but call me tomorrow. So I would schedule that, this follow-up for tomorrow. That way, it's, everything is just so drag and drop, plug and play. And it's just super simple. I don't have to make any post-it notes or, you know, write any notes to myself. It's just going to remind me tomorrow when I log on that I need to call Ashley and make that appointment. So that's why I love this follow-up feature so much, because I'm constantly going in and creating follow-ups to either remind myself to call someone back, or you know, what our conversation was on the phone, and why I need to follow up. So it's just a super awesome function of Sales Team Pro that I use all the time. And then you can see all these follow-ups coming up later in the month. Keeps me busy. So whenever I enter a contact into Sales Team Pro, I make sure that I do turn on the 6-month follow-up recurring. Just if there's no other reason than to just have that ongoing touch factor. So every 6 months, I'm just reminding this person, this contact, that, you know, Roy is around and he is more than happy to meet. He just wants to stay updated on what's going on and what your needs are, and help you meet your goals. And people are loving that, because my understanding before Sales Team Pro, agents would enter in, you know, they'd make the sale, and then for like life insurance, for instance, not talk to them again until maybe their policy term 20 years later. And so this is just a great way to make sure that that doesn't happen, and you can generate maybe more sales because of this ongoing touch factor, and you know, checking in on them. How's their family doing? Is anyone else need insurance, or is anyone else interested in chatting about how they can meet their financial goals? So that 6 month recurring follow-up is a great function. Just, I make sure that that's turned on, and then this person doesn't have their email address. So I would try to, again, make sure I get all email addresses inputted as soon as I can. And then that way, when I do enter in the information, the campaigns aren't going to display because there's no email, but I would turn on all the birthday, the birthday campaigns and the holiday campaigns. So that way they're getting those automated holiday campaigns, and they're getting that touch factor in their email as well. So when you open up your contact card, you just go on down, you can see all the campaign categories here. So I just make sure that that contact happy birthday campaign is turned on. You just select the box to turn it on. And then the holiday campaigns, you can click all holiday campaigns and it'll auto select them all for you. You can turn on the spouse happy birthday campaign as well. And you make sure that the spouse's birthday is input in order to do that campaign. The spouse's email in the family button has to be turned on. So for follow-ups, I'm on there every day. There's also on this dashboard, let's see if I can shrink that. There we go. Annual reviews, you can click on that. I click on that and call the reviews, make sure that those are caught up. And then the in-service withdrawal eligibility list, you can see the last 6 months and the next 6 months. And we have a great campaign for that. Let's see if I can find one with an email. I'll just show you real quick that campaign. So now that I see that Mark's on the list for the in-service withdrawal, he's reached that age. We can go to, let's see, I think it's under educational. Maybe not.
It's under client, Bree.
Is it client? Did you say client?
Correct.
There we go. Okay, thank you. Yeah, in-service withdrawal. Had a little lapse in memory there. So you just click on that, but just remember, when you click on the boxes next to the campaigns, the campaign's going to go out immediately on everything but the birthday and the holiday campaigns on this part of the on the contact card under the campaign tab. So I can go ahead and send that. Oh, unmarketable. So I need to check that with our whitelisted emails. So that's a good note to make. If you have an email address you're having trouble sending to, other than if they've opted out, if it's just saying that it's not deliverable, but you know it is, then me and the team can go and whitelist it for you as long as they've opted in. So we have that trouble with .edu and some government emails, and we can go ahead and opt them in for you. So I'm using this home dashboard a lot for the outreach. And like I said, people are just loving it when I'm touching base with them. And I just say, you know, would you like to contact or get in touch with Roy? He can meet you over the phone, via Zoom. He's even doing in-person meetings, and most people are on board for it. So it's just a matter of staying in touch, whether you're returning the calls or using these dashboard, the homepage features to make sure you're touching base with your contacts. But I definitely love Sales Team Pro. It is just such a great turnkey function for keeping Roy busy. And then just real quick, I'll show you. When you click on contacts, you can see, let me move this box, in the notes, just a quick overview of what's been done. So I know that Roy likes this. He can click on contacts and he can see yesterday, just real quick, like all of the calls that I made, and just have an overview over here under notes, and then open that up if he wants to read more. But if you have an office manager and you're wanting to check in and see what they've been doing, this is just a great part of Sales Team Pro that you can just scroll on down. You can see call after call after call, and just get an overview of what your office manager has been doing. But yeah, so that's just a quick overview of how I use Sales Team Pro, and I keep Roy's calendar booked. And yeah, is there any questions about that, Dean?
First of all, Bree, that was like freaking gold, outstanding. Any of you guys that are panelists, if you want to jump in and ask Bree a question, and then we need a little bit of time for Steve at the end to talk about some new things. And let me just say one more thing, Bree, because I'm going to have to check out right now. But first of all, I got to say again, Bree, that was, I mean, just walking us through that, you made it so simple. You're demonstrating how powerful this is. Unbelievable. It's like a continual appointment setting income generator. And but anyway, I wanted to read this. This came from Roy, and I forgot to share this earlier. You know, he's golfing right now in Miami. Well, he texts me this: 110 directs, 70 license in 2.5 years. 110 directs and 70 licensed in 2.5 years. He said, that's why I'm in Miami golfing. And just wanted you to hear that. And anyway, it's just a pleasure to be a part of this. Bree was incredible. Guys, let me open it up there. Anything you want to add to what Bree is saying or ask her a question, either one?
Good morning, Dean. This is George Verdugo.
What's up, George?
Good morning. Hey, listen, you know, one of the frustrations I've had with Sales Teams Pro is that there's so many moving parts to it. When Roy goes over it, it just kind of goes over my head. I can't catch it. I got to repeat the videos. What I think would be a great tool, Bree is such a good coach and a good teacher. We should do a weekly session where we can get our staff, because I got people that help me out, but for me to try to explain the benefits and how to use STP, it's like the blind leading the blind. If I could have a staff member sitting on a call with me for an hour, it would give us some common core questions to be able to ask about the system, because right now it's a mystery to my staff. And I, just listening to what Bree did, I got more out of how to use the system than I, not to take anything away from anybody else, but over the last few months. So if we could work that out sometime moving into the beginning of the year, I think it'd be highly beneficial. And for most of the A-type personality on this call, I think they would agree having somebody that knows how to navigate the system would be monumentally beneficial to us. So if we can work that out, I think it'd be phenomenal. Great job, Bree. You did a fantastic job this morning.
Yeah, I think what George said is, Bree, we want you talking now, explaining STP.
Yeah, who needs Roy?
I told you this was going to be a dangerous call.
Which he would say is his goal, by the way.
Yeah, he probably would. He probably would. He just wants to golf more. And we're all for that, Bree. Let him golf. You be here.
So are you up to that, Bree?
Yeah, so I do trainings, and I'm more than happy to do that with your team or anyone on this call. Just message us at support@salesteampro.net, or I can shoot you my information. And yeah, I am more than happy to do a Zoom training with teams. Just let me know.
If we did something like that regularly scheduled for a few weeks, then those videos would be archived, and we can always go back and review those again. I think it's just for a few weeks that we can actually gain some traction. So it's just some food for thought.
Yeah, it might be, I think you're tapping into something, George. It might be like a particular day, then may not even be on a Tuesday, but a particular day where kind of everybody's encouraged to have a staff person there, partner, and really allow you, Bree, and Roy, certainly, to just, you know, go through those things so that more and more, people are fundamentally strong at it. So great suggestion.
Yeah, similar to your orientation with LFIC, I think it'd be a great thing on a weekly basis until they're
up to speed. Very true.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I agree, Dean. I think that we can take segments of it and create, if you will, a training video for different segments, have Bree do it, and then anybody can come in, a staff member, they can look at it and say, this is the section for this. Here's how you correctly recontact people. This is what you do in this instance. I think this is a great idea. Thanks, George, for throwing it out there, man.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee here. Bree, you did an amazing job. I know I don't use the Answer Connect and the Google voice. So I definitely am interested in that. And does Roy have like a template or something like that, that we could have something that he has that is already set up if we got on the Answer Connect thing? Or do we have to set the whole thing up ourselves?
I am not aware of a template. So, but I, you know, what we can do is kind of put together a how-to, to get that set up for you, and put that on the Sales Team Pro resources or tutorials page. Just so, you know, because we use it all the time. And, so I would definitely be happy to put that together, just like I put the scripts, any scripts together that you all are interested in. You know, and how I communicate, whether it's email or over the phone, I can write up those scripts and I can put together how to get Answer Connect rolling for you and Google Voice.
That would be great. And I agree. The follow-up is amazing. The whole thing is just fantastic. And your explanation was just brilliant. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, happy to help.
Hey, Dean. Brian, by the way, it was awesome. Everybody's point on. Dean, very interested in the video concept that you started the meeting off with, because ironically, I met a guy at Grant Cardone's, and he was a realtor, and I was trying to recruit him, you know, and this guy was all over the freaking place, just like going a mile a minute, and he happened to live in my town. So when we flew back, you know, he says, hey, I want you to watch this video, and it was him and his wife doing the same thing that your district or division's doing. And somehow through production, they had slowed him down, and it was so over the top, incredibly good that you were pre-sold on their partnership and their package and their game plan. I would love to see that young man's, you know, if we can, on one of the telecasts, right? Love it.
Yeah. Sure, we can do it. And I've got on a Telegram chat. If you get on Telegram and just connect with me there, I can also kind of do that. I found a really talented young team that have begun to do them. They're actually filming several in Southern California today, right? You can believe that. Okay. And but they're trying to, they have connections all over the country. So, but they're very talented, and they know Primerica. So awesome. Anyway, but you got to be willing to, I mean, just being honest, guys, you got to be willing to spend a little money. It's probably a low side, $2,500 up to $5,000. But, you know, this young guy, I mean, you just think about it, whatever that investment was, I think he said for him, it was like maybe $3,500. It is paid, he would tell you, it'll probably make him $50,000 in his first year. Just because the credibility has skyrocketed, and it, you know, digital just makes it possible to share it. The number of exposures you're getting is 10 times what it is, you know, me talking to someone at Starbucks. So, you know, you got to use it right, you know. That's why I think this mentality of these calls is so important. And obviously leveraging, you know, gosh, the email, the database, and so much stuff. Yeah.
Awesome.
I gotta check out. I think Steve's got a few things to cover here at the end. Bree, everybody, absolutely awesome. And Steve, you ready?
I am. Hey, thanks, Dean. I know Roy's just out golfing, but appreciate you being here and doing this. You have a lot of great information.
My pleasure.
So I want to start. I need to start by answering a couple of questions that came in here. Philip asks, what's your view about looking for people contact info using a seeking app that collects people's records online? Philosophically, as it goes to the business, I don't think that's a good idea because, number one, your business, this is personal stuff where you need to know the people. And number two, one of our requirements for putting people in the system is that you know them personally. The quality of contacts that you get out of those sort of things is not worth the effort. Your business is in knowing people personally, and that's where you have to concentrate on. And people who opt out, do you delete them? That's up to you. Depends on what kind of a contact they are. When somebody opts out, it means they don't want to hear from you anymore. So it might be a good idea to just reach out and, you know, by phone or whatever, and just see what the issue is. Maybe they did it by mistake, or maybe they didn't recognize your name or something like that. So that's kind of a signal for you to get in touch with them personally. I have like 3 minutes here to show you a couple of things. Roy wanted me to show you a couple of deals that are coming up here. So let me share my screen real quick. Let's see, where is it? Okay. I think I shared the wrong one. Let me fix this. Oh, by the way, this is all my coding stuff. Just let me hit this real quick. We get a lot of requests for updated features and all that kind of thing, and just the complexity of all of this stuff. This application is over 1,100 files with over 250,000 lines of code. So sometimes it takes a little bit for us to get things put in and changed around. So let's see. Are you seeing my contacts page?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we're in the process of always improving, but revamping the dashboard here, especially around birthdays and working on getting your reps that are sales team pro members, getting their information integrated in here. It's a little bit of a complicated deal, but we're working on it. So the next thing that's coming up really quick is, you know, we implemented scheduling for broadcast emails to where you can schedule for a date. What we're doing now is in the process of, and hopefully this will be rolled out this week, we're going to do the same thing with campaigns. So you can schedule a campaign to go out on a certain date. And you're also going to be able to do that from the contact record. So, and revamp that a little bit too. And this is a preview of what's coming. So we'll have, these are boxes like the other ones. You can reorder them, for where you want. And when you go to send a campaign, you'll be able to see the campaign history, campaigns that people are active in, and you can take them out just by clicking the remove button. And then you'll have a list of campaigns that you have scheduled for this person to go out in the future, like a join our team meeting, something like that, is going to go out Thursday. You'll be able to see that here, and you'll be able to cancel it if you need to. So when you get into the send the campaign things, these checkboxes are now going to have a little bit different function than sending the campaign immediately. That's going to go away just because people have made mistakes, which, you know, I understand with that. You know, as soon as you click the box, it goes. So we're changing that around. So now you click the box and you'll get a date field, a date and time. So you can actually schedule this campaign to go at December 23rd at 10:30 in the morning. And all you do is click add to schedule. And 10:30 in the morning on December 23rd, it's going to add this person to this campaign. And so that. So another thing is that our campaigns page, you know, we have full listings of all the different campaigns and you can see everything, but it's kind of awful going back and forth between pages. So on every campaign, there's going to be a little view link and it'll pull in what the campaign actually does. So you can go through that if you've like forgotten what it is or whatever, because there's a lot of them. Okay, so, and I know I'm going through this fast, but I don't have very much time here. So these are your favorites always show up. And if you, so you wanna get different ones. So you just pick a category from the list, the drop-down list. So, you know, educational campaign, and it will load up these campaigns for you. And it's gonna work the same way. Click a date, schedule it, add it. And if you get in here and you get into one and you decided it's a didn't really want to do that, you can just click cancel. So it's 10:31. I think that's all that I needed to show you right now. We're going to have more information and tutorial videos on this coming up real quick. Any questions?
Steve, will that have
I know I ran this really fast. Sorry.
Steve, will that have like a like schedule immediately or send immediately option since you're going to be scheduled, but maybe have an option if you didn't want to go out at that time? Or
the way this thing works is it pulls it runs the schedule every 5 minutes. So immediately will be within the next 5 minutes.
Sweet.
So it there's not going to be an like within the minute immediately, but you can schedule it within the next 5 minutes. So any other questions from anybody? Good deal. Kristen, do you want to close it up?
Steve, I got a question.
Oh, yeah, fire away, Tommy.
That actual question, I'm not sure who just asked the question, but is every campaign going to go to a calendar like that, or is there going to be an option that we could just send it out immediately?
Well, no, it's every campaign is going to go to a calendar like this. But when you click the calendar, you can schedule it like today at 10:35 a.m. And
would that be difficult to design something that, let's say you don't want to go to the calendar, you just want to click a button and send it? Would that be hard to make or no?
Yeah, at this stage, kind of, yeah, because yeah. Everything's okay. In that scheduling. That's how it all works, how it's going to work now. So,
hey, Tommy, it looks like when you put a checkbox there and you click into the date field, it automatically gives you the next send time, which would be, you know, within the next 5 minutes. So you can just do that. Yeah, pretty quick.
Got it.
That's right,
Lucas. Got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Kristen, are you around still?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Well, why don't you close this all out, because I'm done and we're over.
Okay, perfect. A special thank you to Dean for being the celebrity host today. And great job, Bree. Great job, Steve. Love the new additions. And everybody get your people plugged in Thursday night. We've got Intro to Money and join our team. And then Sunday we'll have a fundamentals training. And then see you back next week on the call on Tuesday. Have a great week. Bye.